You're listening to Totally Random Podcast with your host, AATG, the animator, and Miss Jackson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Totally Random Podcast. It's been a while. Hope you're staying safe indoors, washing your hands, bathing, to stay indoors. Today, I have a special guest.
Vimbai, how are you? What should we call you? What do you prefer?
Vimbai.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you doing?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. Are you staying safe?
My what?
Are you staying safe?
I am. Staying indoors, social distancing and all that stuff.
But now for you, it's like doubles staying safe. Because last time you were also indoors because of your surgery. But and now again, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hear people complaining, like, oh my gosh, it's been a week. I'm like, I spent 4 months indoors.
Sit down, like, yeah, 4 months. Even with 2 days, what?
Yes, I'm like, this is nothing.
Well, yeah, I just thought about it now, like, yeah.
It's nothing, really.
But no, it's different, though, because you're Kosaku.
It's nothing, and the worst part was.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I was saying, and the worst part was that day I was confined and I was in pain.
Yeah.
Now I was can walk, can do all this shit, and we're not to do that.
Yes, you are allowed to say that.
But it's so random, isn't it?
It's totally random. Like, yeah, what we do not expect.
Good. Yeah, okay. So, numbers are good. It's nothing to me. This lockdown is nothing.
It's not a lockdown to you. This is just staying at home.
I know.
But you know, I was surprised, you know what? I'm sorry, this is not our topic, but anyway, screw it. I was surprised yesterday I went shopping for the first time, because here it's our, because I know we've got 2 day difference. I'm in SNU and you're in Zim, we've got 2 day difference. So Nazura was my first day going out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised to see a lot of people mm-hmm. in the road than usual. I was like, aren't we all
people are crazy.
I was like, aren't we supposed to be indoors? And then I went to the store. I went to Pick and Pay. And then there was not a humongous line, but there was like, you know, a tiny line. It's like, okay, it's not bad. And like, there was a lot of people that know more. So like, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, damn.
What's happening? I don't know. Even because you're not taking it seriously.
No, do you know what? A lot of people are saying,
even the side is the same.
Right, I saw a skit, like, people think that it's white people's stuff, and it's only for those who have been at the airport and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, guys.
I know.
And then I promise you, last time I went...
People are saying it. Uh-huh.
I went for a shoot on a Saturday, 2 days before our lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So I took two mm-hmm. Ubers going there and coming back. But when they came back on the shooter, they were not cautious about you know, touching their faces, coughing and shaking hands and all that. I was like, I was worried. I panicked. I got home, started feeling weird. I started feeling my chest pains, coughing. She
sipped
in my head. I was like, I'm gone. I called my doctor. I was like, oh, I'm coming tomorrow. And I went there, and she was like, no, it happened. I was no more. I promise you, I went to the doctor. Ah, I'd rather die. I don't want to die. I went to the doctor.
I've been having symptoms all week. That seems so long to take. My mom, it's my throat. Next, everything I get it the next day.
Yeah. But I was worried. But then she comforted me.
It's just the brain.
It is. It's all in our brain. Like, it's fear. Have you watched the movie?
Yeah.
What's it? Contagion. Contagion.
Contagion.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
Which one is that?
Okay. It's a movie that says what's happening now. But in the like I don't know, 6 years ago. Yeah. I haven't watched it.
Okay. I heard people talk about it. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, do you know, in an embedded cloud. If a lot of people talk about it, I don't want to watch it. So then I'm just gonna watch it in my own time.
Especially with this. This is not cool.
Yeah. So I'm an Avengers.
This is not fun at all.
And you're an Avengers fan, right?
I don't watch it.
You're a Marvel fan.
Indeed. Yes.
Yeah, we see you. And I haven't. I know you're gonna hate me, but I haven't watched the last Avengers.
I don't even know why I'm talking to you right now.
So I have it. So I have it, right? So the cover. Let me play it. The Game Boy won it. Then I watched 15 minutes in, and I was like, damn, I'm hungry, I need to cook. And I started cooking while I'm watching it. I was like, you know, I'll sit down properly next time and just watch it. Till today, there's nothing, I haven't watched it.
You're so wet. Sorry, but you're so wet. You haven't watched anything.
I haven't. I was supposed to watch it at the movie house, and then I can share with me and I. You won't go in there with that. So I was like, I can't consequently that. I'm going to go in there with that, because you're just going to be.
Twisted team stuff now.
Yeah, and we're in 2020. Anyways, back to your blogging. I know we took that. This is totally random.
You're not my friend.
Totally random. Totally random. So, I fell in love with your latest blog. I'm not gonna say much because I want people to go and read it. I don't say much about it because I want people to read it. I said, "Well, our fans get the audio version of your blog. I want them to go and read, so that we can get those numbers up. I'll put all the links on my page and all that. I'm sorry, but yeah. So we're just gonna talk, Bichan. Just a little bit. Just good singles there, good to you.
Okay.
Could you what's happening?
Okay.
So
can you imagine that I wrote that when I was 16?
What?
I promise you. 16, that was 2011 when I wrote that.
Yeah.
So, after exams, nothing to do. Mm-hmm. I'd usually write short stories and, you know, give people to read and stuff like that. So I wrote that story. And I noticed that people liked it back then in 2011. So I just kept the book. So this whole period I was thinking, what should I write? Mm-hmm. Nothing was coming to me. Yeah. So I was just like, you know what? Let's do this.
Yeah.
And then the so it's called
Again. I give it a stamp of approval. For those who don't know,
it means a lot coming from you. You think?
Yes?
I said you think.
Sure, for those who don't know, the band I have been friends for the longest, like, I don't know, forever.
That's my life.
Yeah,
half
like,
life.
Like she knows everything about me, I know everything about him.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So, we did not know about these talents at all. Could you?
So,
videographer, but hey, here we are now.
But you have always known you've loved designing from, since.
Yeah, since forever. But then, just Kungo, you know, had that. But
I could tell you're so into it.
And, you know, I hate myself to now. I used to draw data. But then I just stopped drawing. But now that too, she done that.
What was that nickname? What was that nickname that she used to have?
Okay. The nickname. We're not doing that.
Nickname.
T-Bone.
Wow. The enemy you make was about T-Bone. You'd print out T-Bone all the time.
Everything that I do, there goes like a T-Bone and T. Wow. Now, turn this. Oh, picture. Okay. All right. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, I've got a few questions from love.
Okay.
About love. Because, you know, love,
right.
Love is fun. Love is interesting.
It is
also frustrating. Like, I think love is the most frustrating thing on planet Earth. If you do not know what love is. So, what's your take on love? What is love? Excuse me, what is love?
Love.
Yes.
Okay, I think firstly I define love as balance.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's hard. People are going to say, oh, it's hard, yes. Balance or whatever, but just finding that balance in that, oh, you know, craziness. Because I feel it's a two-way street, so mm-hmm. whatever you give to us get.
That's true.
So, for me, balance is like the center of it all. So, if you're not getting something back, it's not love. Believe me.
Wait, that's scary. What do you mean? I didn't know we're supposed to be getting something out of this.
It's not love. You're probably infatuated. It's probably a crazy crush. It's probably something, but it's really love. It's reciprocated.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I
think. That's what you think. And you know what?
That's right.
Why is it love is crazy? Because love has got so many theories. Love has got no formula. That's my take.
True.
Love has got no formula. So you've got your own definition, I've got my own definition, but they all come out to the same point. Like they all meet at the end.
Yeah. What's yours?
my I was not expecting that. my take on love is same with yours, like it's a two way street. You're supposed to feel love. Love is supposed to move you. You're not supposed to be controlled. You're not supposed to think about things if you're in love.
Wow.
It's just supposed to be in sync.
Deep.
Yeah. I've had so many problems with my exes and all that because but we're in sync.
Yeah.
Not kuti. I feel like, because once you start thinking about, okay, my love is on a relationship base.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, once you start feeling like you're doing more than your partner, that's when just starts to crumble. You're not supposed to think that. You're just supposed to be in sync. That's gonna be synchronized.
True.
They do dig.
True.
So once
they do dig.
Once all the compromise are good. But manji, teach talent. Manavien manji. Talent 6 years age.
Yeah.
That's me. That's me. That's me.
Yeah, you are totally right. You're totally right.
Yeah. Okay, one last question before we get into your first song. How do you know that this is love? I know you partially touched it, but how do you know you're in love in a relationship?
Like the feeling. I always say the moment you start thinking, something is going on. Like what you're saying, when, you know, things just, you can't place it, you can't say EG. You feel it, it's, like what you're saying, love is more of a feeling than anything else.
Yeah.
You just, you feel it, you feel it, you feel it, you do everything for them. Like, you want to be with them, you want to talk to them. Anything that happens, they're the first person that comes into your head. Yeah. It's all about them.
It's all about them. And it's, yeah. It's, not, it's all about them for your benefit, for your the benefit of both of you. Okay.
Exactly. You don't even care. Exactly. I always find it funny when people, after they break up, well, there's this, I mean, the chief, that show, Network Star FM.
Which one do you mean?
That 5 p.m. one, the G? KVG and Pakistan.
Yeah.
That one. There was a story I read about how the guy show, if a girl breaks up with her, like, a month after Valentine's, at your mood.
What?
And people are like, yeah, like say we're dating, auntie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you buy me a car on Valentine's.
Yes.
And then I break up with you 2 weeks after.
Yeah. Okay.
So people are just talking. So I'm like, then. If you do something for someone, then I'm like, honestly, there's no bore, but you can't quantify mortar or rua or anything to love. I know it hurts, I know it sucks, but if you did it out of love, then it shouldn't be, you know, something you hold on to, aesthetic.
Exactly. Do pane. Ndosakaona uchizonetsana kuti kana varambana kuti bvunze ndikokutengera zvese ndakutakura from here to here, so zvese zvozvi to this much. So you were not doing it out of love, you were doing it out of petty, because you knew kuti I'm in this relationship and I do not deserve him by, so I'm doing all this to keep him by. So now kana warambwa wakurwadziwa because you used a lot of money, losing a lot of material that you were not supposed to use on her, so you want it back because it was never hers anyway.
Exactly.
Say
no more. I'm surprised you're actually telling me all of this. I never thought of you as, you know.
This is why I have this podcast, because I don't know how to fungo, I don't know how to fungo.
This is so random.
So random. So yeah, I won't go deep into that. We are, we're not fast running out of time. We are almost in sync on time, Chichi. So, I'm gonna put your song, Cook for Zira, because yours is, it's special that way. So my first song is by Fusion 5 Mangiro, Katarina.
Yes, first.
Yes. Because it will make a true good job. If you know what I mean.
Alright.
I'm sorry. Okay, we'll play yours, bitch, too. But now we're playing Fusion 5 Mangiro, Katarina. If you listen to this song,
I
want to
play this song. I
You're listening to Totally Random Podcast with your host, ATG, the animator.
Where it always feels good. I give you my love. Rudoru no power pakatik. Honey mo found a kakuchit. Tutamba juice kanaka soda. Juice kanaka soda. Pense pandokuna. Pandokuna ndo bandai tansoba. Original Zimbabwean. Hatimbo fata risana. Oh no no oh no no oh nado, bano day that is hungano. I love you, 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 my baby. I wanna make you my woman, eh? Show you a real man, eh? I love you, 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 my baby. I wanna make you my woman, eh? Show you a real man, eh? Katarina, yeah.
Kandirama wani baya bano timba Katarina ye Katarina ye Katarina ye Ukandirama wani baya bano timba
Good vibes
Katarina don't leave Candidama should not be. If I die, in you don't see. If I die, if you break up with me, I'd rather die. You were.
Love will make you go crazy.
Yes, love will make you go crazy. That was featuring Five Manguiro, Katarina. Katarina with a K. Wait, what? Is that the correct spelling? With a K, not with a C. Actually, with a K. I'm so, that door is wrong, but it's a K, it's with a K. There was Katarina by Mankir. Katarina. So, of A, Vimbo was asking why I love
this song.
Of A, Vimbo was asking me why I love this song. I love this song because it's. Hapanam na Atlantic dedicated also.
It speaks volume.
But yeah, that was Fusion 5. Talented people, talented. It's a 2019 song. Or the video.
Yeah,
song.
That's good.
Sorry?
Be good,
yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next question. So, on back to your blogging now, back to your blogging and all that. What's your creative process? I see the mention. Blog like Pesira, it's from previous work, but still, what brings you to write? Kutinditi write na kuchinyora ishish, and this is what I'm gonna give the people, my fans. Tell my fans, do you know that? I was looking at the status. Damn, what a celebrity!
Okay. Well, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny is, honestly speaking, I believe that go spiritual.
Go for it. Preach, sister. Preach.
I honestly believe God gives me something to write. Because I always have problems with people saying, why haven't you written anything? You need to post every 2 days. Mm-hmm. You need to, you know, like that. That verse, would you post something? Post something. I have tried that. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Like that will come. All this while I was like, this period, this lockdown period, I want to like get 3 articles a week and all that stuff. I'm blank. I am blank.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when something comes to me, usually when I'm doing the dishes, that's when I think of something.
Yeah.
So usually what I write about is my opinion towards something that I've seen happening or something that has happened close to me. I think the only articles that I've written that a person Cast You're Beautiful and A Friend in Need. Okay. The rest are just random thoughts.
That just come to you, get visions over it.
Yeah. So when I start feeling it, I have to stop whatever I'm doing and start writing there and then, otherwise I forget.
That's true. I have so many ideas that I had. They were blank, ideas. Like, I'm just new to each case. I'm going to make this. Like, I'm going to make this. So now I'm still thinking.
Ouch!
I'm going to shoot a shoot a movie. I'm going to shoot a shoot film. I'm going to cast young. I'm going to location. I'm going to edit. But now I try to say
you see, so sometimes I resorted to like recording it on my phone, but just the main points, and then if I'm busy, I just get my phone and record what I'm thinking, and then I try to develop it later if I'm busy.
Okay. Getting some tips. Alright. Good. that I wanted to be all techy, all stuffy, teaching, like a bing, and into chance of tech. I was like, I'll write them down on my notes per phone. So now, that's not what, when I'm writing down a notebook. So now I write things down. So when you write things down, would you remember them? Well, I remember them.
That's true. That's true.
I remember them faster than kunyaraba phone bang. Because I'm used to typing on my phone. So what I type now, I should be remembering it. It's just things I do. Because we're always on our phones. Like now, phone is just. My hand is like, my hand is like, oh, we can do this, okay. And my pen is like, okay, oh, twist my hand on the paper, yeah. Okay, this is what's happening. And then my eyes are like, okay, you can write this. So, yeah. So, yeah, I prefer writing down.
I know. And also, what I do is, I don't start by typing. I have a note. But I have all my blogs, the posts that I have, I write it down with a pen first. Because I feel better writing it that way. It comes out better, and then I have to type. Typing is annoying me. Right now I'm trying to type tomorrow's episode, I'm failing.
What in your episode, dude? But you're not planning to do it. Even us, right?
What?
Your blog. Yeah, put that in.
It's
very
it's
we
continue in it. So
okay now. See in chat cancer that this will move from writing per notebook is when I was in school, when I was in college in 2012. When I was in college in 2012, I wrote a lot, a bunch of ideas. And I knew like I want. Then I lost the notebook. So I was like, I might as well write my notes and then it's synchronized. If I lose my phone, the notes don't go to one of a cloud. But now that Zoka should carry for 2 notes.
But Tanaka.
Yeah.
But Hona, in me, everything I write is so special to me. So, I have things from 2009. I have these books from 2011. I still have them. I'm a keeper.
Clearly, you're a keeper.
I'm a keeper.
So, okay, on your blog, there you mentioned the lady, right? You mentioned the girl there. You wanna tell us more about that?
I mentioned about what?
So in your last blog, the Against All Odds, there's this side dialogue of a girl, and she's narrating her story.
Yeah.
Yes. What's that? What's happening there? Is it what we see?
There is more. There is. It's like a series of twists and turns, and you're going to see what I said against all odds.
Wow. Okay. Alright. It's like we don't get. Yeah. There's no exclusive info, Gigi, for us. What? Nothing. Yeah.
Just know that shit is about to go down.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, shit is about to go down with Michael.
Damn, okay.
Damn.
It is.
Yeah.
So this short segment here is about to be done, actually. Now we're getting into our second song. Then I will play Young Food, but we'll play yours.
What's your selection?
Tell us what's your selection and why.
My favorite what?
And tell us about your song that we're about to play now.
My favorite song.
The song that we're about to play now when you came to
the world. It's called Chang Li by Nicki Minaj. Why? Because she is saying I'm the boss.
So you're a Nicki Minaj.
You know, I like my women bossed up.
Who's your favorite?
I am. She's the GOAT.
Who's your favorite, Nicki Minaj or Cardi B? Nicki.
I am Team Nicki all the way.
I need to request it. I'm questioning Nicki and Cardi.
What?
I like them both. They're all talented, and they all carry heavy talents, if you know what I mean.
Nicki is the baddest. And if you've noticed, I'm not dissing anybody, but Nicki's does have a certain level of intellect.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. Alright. Because I can't book.
She talks about. Please do not make this a big issue. It's not even a big issue, okay?
It's not big.
Bye.
It's not biggie. Cardi Box, I'm an inversion, I'm sorry. Nicki Minaj, an inversion language. It is true. That's what you said. Thank you. Nicki Minaj, Chang Li.
Hey, yo. Look like I'm going for a swim. Dunk on him now, swinging off the rim. Bitch ain't coming off the bench. While I'm coming off the court, fully drenched. Here goes some hater rain, get your third quenched. Style doing him in this bird, very French. These birds copy every word, every inch. But gang gang got the hammer and the wrench. I pull up in that quarter milli off the lot. Oh, now she trying to be friends like I forgot. Show off my diamonds like she's signed by the rock. Ain't pushing out his baby telly by the rock. Ayo, I been on. Bitch, you been corn. Bentley tints on. Fendi prints on. I mean, I been song. X-Men been form. He keep on dialing Nicki like the prince on. I been on. Bitch, you been corn. Bentley tints on. Fendi prints on. Ayo, I been on. Lara been crop. They painted me out to be the bad guy. Well, it's the last time you're gonna see a bad guy do the rap game like me. I went and copped the chopsticks. Put it in my bun just to pop shit. I'm always in the top shit. Box seats, bitch, fuck the gossip. How many of them could've did it with finesse? Now everybody like she really is the best. You played checkers, couldn't beat me playing chess. Now I'm about to turn around and beat my chest. This is King Kong, yes, this King Kong. This is King Kong, this is King Kong. Chinese ink on, Siamese links on. Call me 2 Chainz, name go ding dong. This is King Kong, yes, I'm King Kong. This is King Kong, yes, Miss King Kong. In my kingdom.
If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and review.
Nicki Minaj, Chang Li. Eh, alright. Okay, I've listened to the bars. Nicki Minaj, alright, she's talented. And she's also educated.
Banger.
Tapete. Close. Let's close
this. Say that?
Case closed.
I didn't say that, but oh well.
Yeah. So, if you just tuned in, you cannot just tune in now because it's a podcast, you have to listen to everything. But this is a totally random podcast, and today I've got him by.
Hi.
The fabulous Mbai. Everything. Mm-hmm. When are you visiting me, though?
Keep on coming.
I don't know. What is there? Tingo Tatis. I just need to be theory. We don't seem so direct. I'm going to think about that. When are you visiting me, guys? I need better visitors, guys. Now I'm staying by myself. It's been 3 months strong. I'm happy about this. With my little studio. What? Staying by myself. So when are you visiting me?
What am I what going to do?
When are you visiting? When are you going to visit me? I'm asking you on air right now.
You should. Do you remember that we used to do those? Did I tell them? Can I tell them something?
Can you tell them? I have no idea what you're about to tell them, but tell them.
Okay. So, when you are still here, when you are still in Zim, I don't know if you have lied to anyone that you're not in Zim. That you're in Zim, sorry, because now they know you're not in Zim.
No, they know, damn it. Took it on.
I hope so. So, when I'm still back here, I did an audio version of one of my, no, two.
Yeah, two.
Of my blog posts, actually. Mm-hmm. It's wishes and thin line. Yeah. That was so fun, Tanaka. We should do that again.
We should. You know, there is it's all on you because there's a studio. We've got a studio back there in the city that's waiting for you. Ndakato kuda, ndakato kune studio. Ndakasiya studio. It's called Gudad. I have no idea where you haven't been.
The one in Tin Worlds.
No. Tinwald, I was working there. That's what I was doing, Nunchi. Or participating in it. Like, that was something else.
Oh, okay.
This studio is in Irmu Town, next to Dominic College.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
But then it's nicer when you get there, you know?
Okay. I'll fly back. And then for the weekend, you can see me like
this. You need to. You have to. Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
You have to.
I'm saying this on air. I don't care. When I come back, I want to do like a small tour, Nyana. Like, you know, like, I don't have to be famous to do a tour, guys. Like, I just want to do a tour and travel Zimbabwe. Like, you know, let's call it a tour. Like, yeah, just tell my two people, like, yo, their two friends, like, hey, Owens, I'm doing a tour, I'm doing a Zimbabwe tour. Don't go to Tenderera, just going to see places, like, going to Kunzushi. Well, and Chico Big Force, because it's too far. But then that cool Kunzushi, those, Mashingo. Then I go to Mutare. Two things though. As soon as we funga, this just came in. Let me just write it down. The tour. But I want to
do
a tour. Just, you know, just to see this place. Just to
the
see
tour.
The tour. So if you want, are you in? Do you want to be on a tour with me? A tour. You want to be on a tour with me?
I'd love to, definitely. I'd love to tour with you.
But you have to sponsor yourself. I'm not that rich yet.
I think we have agreed on this.
Good.
Since I don't know.
Alright, good.
The only time you're ever a gentleman, I will not say.
No, please say, when was that?
But you were meant to know.
It is, well. Let it be.
Do you know that you bought me flowers and shit? Do you know that?
Hey, sha. Never know. Ew. Never. Damn, I'm sweet.
That was so cute. If that was the only time you were ever nice to me.
Bye. Cool. I've taken you out at some point. I've opened doors for you.
Yeah, but all of those things you do after I scream.
Cool, right. Cool, and
that was awesome. That was funny.
Cool, and I have a bath for the week for coming inside Duke. Guys, imagine.
That was cute. Do you remember I would walk you back where it's, guys?
It's a strange of a drive to Akushika. And you know what?
You're not speeding in the Benzos.
Yeah.
You're still a cyclist.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, that hit hard. And you know that, see, do you know that back then, if I buy a tanga,
because there's mountains on my tools.
It's all right, my tools. Papa Eka, I used to see you more often than now. Because now I'll text you first.
Exactly.
Are you home? Then you'll be like, I'll be home the next 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, when I do something else. Kunge, Panda, my last visit, Ikoko, I wanted to see you, but then our times were just conflicting, and you know, I was all over the place. I was running around like I had this chicken because I was doing one and choose.
Mm-hmm.
But then, thinking about it now, nowadays it's more difficult to do things because we are confined to our own to our own walls. Like we create our own walls, and then that, like, let's move. but you've got walls. You're in a box already.
Yeah.
Pepper and I don't go to Maya.
And you complain.
And then, you complain. You complain.
Yeah.
But
Kudara, it was, and we didn't even have like phones full time. So you would call and you say, I'll be there in 30, and I would know at 30, you sure it takes. Is this hard? Don't you go at 2? Tanaka will come at 4.
Yeah, but time management did it there, guys. I don't know. Look at it. Ka 5 minute drive and a sika 5 minutes in a sika no Buddha and then Tanaka dot dog and dao and then you'll be like, ay what's that? Yeah, no tinker.
Do you know why you do that? Do you know why it's like that now? Because you think Kutin bond in a phone, I can always communicate with you. I'm going to be late. Or and in a motor, 2 minutes in the shika. But I'm going to bus call is yoti. Can I that 30 minutes because in 30 because and my phone was the mode the food within the
no. And also I don't wanna keep you waiting as well. Because you prepare in a
farm. Because in the story, no, 30 minutes before I'm going to have that time, the boss is going to have that Buddha and this is going.
Okay, cool. In the floor, I'll check out to after 30 minutes of Buddha, Mumba, washai it and I got you, what's the good of two Mumba? What's the Buddha foot and then your mom will be like,
What's happening? Coming out, going in,
In and out, inside, outside, spirit. Which one is this?
Yeah.
But meaning sometimes that guy, like your thinking process, as you said when you're doing the dishes. Do you know that when you're doing the dishes or washing the car, that's the most therapeutic moment because your mind is at ease, your mind is cautious because you're holding plates, you're holding things and stuff. So your mind is just in control and you're at the peak of thinking. A lot of so a friend of mine told me this. Mox was like, do you know that washing your car is therapeutic? I was like, really? Because I was like, I did not.
I just
know
think
that.
Washing anything is therapeutic. I think it will be true.
Yeah, but, I don't know, but Ndagato Sushwana could actually doing that. It is. Like, it can even bathing is, or even showering. It's because. I don't know. So yeah, people should take things for granted. I believe that we have got a lot of creative people out there. But because we've just built walls around ourselves, because right now in I stopped working for someone 2 years ago. Yes, 2 years ago. Because I have a creative mind. So, like, Chongosha, this is the teach on this show. A lot of people could teach on this show. Please bring us content every week, every 2 days, every what. But no, your mind is not there. Your mind is not, it's not programmed to teach after every 2 weeks. Learning something. Things just happen. And it's not our swag. I tell people could see the rotisco ideas, and people are like, "Matangas," and I'm smoking good at me. But it's true. Like most of the ideas, they, I know it just comes like a blast. No, like a one, and I know like, okay, let's do this. So I'm just saying what you said before, just to make sure that you're in the right direction. Because
the
Nashville can take it.
The many times that make me feel any better is it's you in that direction. I need another person's opinion.
Ah, don't worry. People are going to be in your DM and like, invite me too. Hey, Chichi. People will be coming down.
Okay.
But yeah,
sliding.
They'll be sliding in the DM. My last question, though, Tashibada Bijana, what's your take with all this millennial love, like, with our current love now? Before you answer that, what are you thinking? What are you thinking about it? Like, we ruled this game. But in honestly, right now, I feel old when I'm looking at my nephew Tanaka. I feel old when I'm looking at my friend. She's 20. I feel old because she knows more stuff than I do. No lies. She was telling me about Snapchat. Yes, I know Snapchat. I know it's got filters. But she was showing me these other new filters. Mm-hmm. Then I was just like, wait, what? Huh? How did you do it again? I felt the old inside, but I was like...
That's very true.
I feel old when I meet you, but there's no huge age difference. It's like five years difference. But partners could get
but you
that.
Feel like you're 30.
Exactly. And then now, and then
that's
I move again
true.
To
these guys are so.
And then and then I move again to my nephew Tanaka, who is 3 years now. Honestly, I did not know this, but now I do. Did you know that in my car, that's so far away, the Mercedes, if all the windows are open, there is a button that you press, and then all the windows close, and then aircon elevator on. I did not know that. So one day he was sitting in front of me and he pressed it. How was that? So
He knows that. Wow.
He even knows how to switch on the car. I know that my key and the car. I know that the tip button no for a boot. The tip not lock and the tip not unlock. He knows where YouTube is on the phone. He knows that he can't sit by Wi-Fi. YouTube by food because they would get date. Can't talk Kumba. That's when he uses YouTube because there's Wi-Fi. Anything. And I slapped up my wings in a corner, but I'm like, I wonder how my kids are going to be. It's going to be like that. Anyways.
I wonder.
So what's your take on your love?
What you're saying? It's crazy. I see those girls. She looks so big. She's doing big people things. You ask her age. I'm 22.
And some big. One was not over these. They're like
20. Honestly, I have one of my best friends, her little sister, I was in grade 3 when we were in grade 7. But now she's in uni now, you know, and all that stuff. And she has a YouTube channel and all that. Every time I look at her, I'm amazed. I'm like, dude, you're 7 just yesterday. But now she's
the whole
makeup tutorial,
she's okay. At famous, don't want to tell two, but it's just best two.
I know, and she's only what? 1, 2?
Yeah, those are the leading ages right now. Those are the leading ages right now.
It's just we're old.
I think we should throw in the towel, but I understand. I refuse to be old.
Nah, you know, I'm still young.
I'm young.
I'm young.
No, we're here for this.
I'm young.
We're here for this. So, any last words before we close? Like, what do you want to say to the people? What's going in your head? What were you prepared
well,
for? Is this what you thought
first about? Things first. People should stay safe, yo. It's not a joke. Wash your hands. be safe. Like, it's just for what, 3 weeks? Did it for me? You can feel my
3 weeks is nothing, guys. 3 weeks is nothing.
It's nothing, it is. It's nothing. But hey, guys, just take care of yourself and each other. I always write this at the end of every post.
Yeah.
Be yourself first. Hey, this is my gospel. Put yourself first. Love yourself first. Value yourself first. Don't wait for nobody to do that for you, because hey, you will disappoint. Always take care of yourself. Come what may, take care of yourself and others, in that order.
Okay. Yourself first. Even in flying, it's like put a mask on yourself first, and then also batsira pa next park.
You can't love the next person if you hate
yourself. Exactly.
You never spread any positivity if you are a negative person. So always work on yourself first. Love yourself. That's when you can only understand how other people should love you or can love you, when you know your own love language. What's your love language anyway?
I do not know my love language. I don't know what language is that.
What do you know, Tanaka? Anyway.
What do I know? I'm just a guy touring the nation, guys. Just another black guy touring the nation.
But yeah, that's all I have to say. And you are amazing. Yes.
Thank you. And you too. You are fabulous.
I know. I'm all totally on you right now. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. So where can people find you on social media? Where, how can people get hold of you? Don't give out your number.
Okay.
But if you do, don't want your number.
That's fast.
Zero. Can I have a number? Can I WhatsApp? You could the number. No, we don't want your number.
Okay.
He knows you. I know you like that.
That's the number, Zero. Right, so well, it's Wimbi, as in WIMBIE. Wimbi's blog, wimbi.home.blog. I use WordPress, and on Instagram it's Wimbi Isabel, on Facebook it's Wimbi Zavakui. Talk to me,
then. Number, yeah, number, plate. But I'll put them down in the description, though. I'll put the links again in the description for easy access, because I know you guys like easy access, if you know what I mean.
Definitely. People want fast things these days.
Anyways, this is ATG the Animator. Stay safe, and please, kese moko. Alright, I was about to go again, but this is weird. And this has been another episode of Totally Random Podcast with yours, ATG the Animator, and my guest today has been Wimbi, Miss Wimbi. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for allowing your time with us here. Hope everyone who's listening in right now, you learned one or two things. And please come down in the DM, let us know what you think about all this, about all the topics and what we talked about, and wada. Your feedback is greatly appreciated, and do not forget to leave a 5-star and comment on iTunes or any other device that you're playing on. It could be an answer. And this is Titan Bo. Enjoy the rest of your day, evening, week. What? See you next time. I'm out.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.
Nanza kwenza inkosi kazi ubebe ngowami umfazi sithandane sithandane cause I've always loved you
nanza inkosi kazi ubebe ngowami umfazi sithandane